everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Hey, we're all wearing classic t-shirts.
Yeah, I've got Sean's bare chest.
I've got the original Taker before he was dead.
So these guys wrestle.
Yeah.
And
these guys.
Rip them up, dude!
Eric's new favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Rip. What was his name in the movie?
Rip.
Yeah. Rips.
Rip.
That's it.
Rip. Wasn't it Rip Hamilton?
His last name was It. Rip
yeah.
It.
Rip It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's brought you so much pleasure, though, lately, Hulk Hogan, hasn't he?
Why?
Through making fun of him.
Well, yeah.
Everyone loved it.
People lost their shit.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, this was amazing.
So, yeah, we were thinking about what should we do for this month. It is October.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of this pay-per-view, Bad Blood 1997, in your house, Bad Blood 1997, because it was in October.
Right.
It was 25 years ago today.
No.
No, but like three weeks ago. It was, yeah. I think, 25 years ago.
Right. And typically, October is Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. So it's kind of fitting that the first ever Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
and if you want to watch this on Peacock,
don't search Bad Blood.
Yeah, no,
or 97.
It's not that easy to find.
Bad Bloods will come up, but not this one.
Yeah,
because it was an In Your House Bad Blood.
In Your House.
So if you search on the cock, type In Your House, and then the In Your House thing will come up, and then it'll say three seasons, and you go, huh?
It's season three.
Season? No, it's season one. No, two. I think it's season two, right?
Yeah.
It's season three.
It's three.
Whatever.
Like episode six.
I went through every single episode.
Yeah. It's fucking insane. It's the most ridiculous like way to organize third, it.
Season three, episode eight of In Your House.
Right.
Right.
So stupid.
So that's how you find it, apparently. But it was funny because I didn't realize when I just like text you guys like, hey, let's do Bad Blood, you know, Hell in a Cell, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker.
Right.
I didn't realize at the time that this was a pay-per-view that only had one pay-per-view worthy match on it.
Correct.
But there's reasons for this, which we'll get into.
I mean, holy
there
shit.
There was a lot they to were scrambling unpack like, on this show.
Not only the big thing that happens that we'll get into,
but
like how are they wrestling? Like the Owen thing. Mm-hmm. And then also the fact that I think they had real injuries that they had to like just, oh my God, this guy can't fight tonight.
Right.
We have to do something else here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had Vince McMahon, Jim Ross, and Jerry Lawler on commentary. Jim Ross, though, barely talked.
Right.
Man.
Well, because Vince is play-by-play. So what is Jim going to add? He's also, you don't have two play-by-play guys.
Right.
Also, this is Vince's last pay-per-view to announce.
Yes.
You know,
oh, really?
Because, except for when he came back a couple of times.
Right.
Sure.
Because then he transitioned into
Mr. McMahon.
Mr. McMahon. And started giving out lethal doses of
poison.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the next pay-per-view was, you know, the screw job.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why there's so much relevancy to this.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's weird. The pay-per-view starts and the first thing Vince McMahon is, well, you know, Brian Pillman died.
No.
No.
They're like, welcome everyone to St. Louis. We got 21,000 fans ready to go. We're ready to kick some ass. Yeah. Who wants blood?
Brian Pillman passed away.
And, you know, we don't know what you know, how he died. We're going to wait for the toxicology reports, but it was probably drugs. He probably did some cocaine. He probably did some meth. It was probably drugs, though. Probably. Yeah. Maybe. Probably.
That's what he gets for not sharing.
He said toxicology report, too, by the way.
And then
the toxicology report.
This is Vince reacting to hearing about Brian, a few hours before the pay-per-view.
Right.
It's like Vince Pillman said, what? All right, we got to fill up time. Call them. Call who? The midgets. Call them up.
So that's what I thought as well. And then I did some research. The previous pay-per-view also had midgets.
They used them a lot back then.
And they had four midgets and they would just change their costumes. They'd be like, all right, this week you're fucking El Torito. And next pay-per-view, you're going to be Nova. And then you're going to be this guy.
Right. They were like Tarantula.
Yeah.
What's Nova.
What's something little people hate? You're Tarantula.
Right.
You're Ladybug.
Something on high shelf.
Max Mini.
Yeah.
Right.
Great name.
There was one like Super Porky.
Super Porky.
Nova, Max Mini.
No, not here.
Yeah, Tarantula and Moizak.
But the Brian Pillman, he's like, yeah, Brian, I mean, just, it was so fucked up that he said it, you know, it could be drugs, but it wasn't drugs.
Right.
And he's like, I would know because I gave it to him.
But like,
Oh, what? Oh, hey, sorry. I already won that case. Double jeopardy. Can't charge me twice.
I'm a genius.
Jesus.
But like, again, right? Like, Brett and Owen were good friends. Austin, good friends.
Right, right.
It's like, hey, one of your best friends died anyway. Will you suit up? The show's about to start.
Yeah. Come on. Hey.
Oh my God.
Do what I pay you for, monkey.
Right. Brian Pillman's died. Oh my God. You stupid piece of trash. Welcome to Bad Blood.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah,
like, I'm surprised Austin was as good as he was.
The show must go on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they're going to do this show, certainly 2 years later, they'll continue the other show.
That's true.
When Owen goes over the edge.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh.
Wow, that joke's been...
Come wow.
On. That's yeah.
Too soon.
Don't even go there. Fucking on the... I don't even remember what you said on the podcast, but it was fucked up.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah.
So, Vince kept mentioning it throughout the program.
Yeah, and, like every other segment.
And then if you remember, the next night, Vince brought Pillman's wife on the show to try to pop a rating.
Yeah. What the shit?
That was the most
Vince was giving
up
like updates, like, okay, hold on. Yeah. The police have been in my ear all night.
Right.
Okay, so it's not foul play. Maybe drugs. We'll get back to you. No, they're not talking to you, idiot. No. Then he goes, well, it'll take 7 days. Yeah. How the fuck do you know that?
And why are you speculating?
Right.
Right.
It'll take 7 days. Did the police tell you that in your ear? What the hell is that? 7 days.
I've got a direct line.
Yeah.
To the police.
7 days.
So, yeah, our first match, we have the Nation of Domination.
Sure. Yeah.
We are the Nation. That music was awesome.
It was.
It really
was great music.
Great.
We got up there as like top tier entrance music.
Nation versus the Legion of Doom. I think they're both in the best theme song bracket.
Yeah. And Shamrock was supposed to be their partner.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, it's a work because who's going to be there? No, he was really hurt.
Right.
And that's why they had no one else to throw out there.
Yeah.
Which was basically a 2-on-4 match.
Farouk made him cough up blood.
And, you know, Legion of Doom's never been known for their amazing wrestling skills, right? They look cool. They say cool things. You know what I mean? They've got a couple
their
of
finisher.
Cool, and their finisher. But like, you've got that with like a very new D'Lo Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Kama, you know, Godfather.
Well, Kama had been there forever.
Right. I'm saying like him and like a very young Rock were like the only ones that really knew how to wrestle
right
in this. But even Kama's a little stiff. Like, he's not the greatest.
Yeah.
So it.
Well, it's very different from when you watch now, because now everyone is trained through the Performance Center.
Right.
Whereas back then it's like, you know, oh, you wrestled over, you know, over in WCW or something where they didn't really train anyone, you know, here, show up. And yeah. So yeah. So the Nation members, we had D'Lo Brown, Kama, you know, ends up being the Godfather, and Rocky Maivia.
Hell yeah.
But like Kama especially, he's the biggest guy there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's super tall, and he's doing like these weird kicks that just don't look good in this match.
Yeah.
It's also amazing how The Rock went from being so green here.
Right.
And then 13 months later, he's the WWF champion.
Right.
And like the most
over
and the most over guy in the company.
For sure. Sure.
I mean, like, just he got that good that quickly.
Yeah.
The Rock, he punched Animal in the dick when the ref was distracted.
And they said the lower abdomen. Can't say
but like
dick.
When you think about The Rock's kicks, he has like a, you know, like everyone knows how he does the kick. But like his kicks here were terrible.
Right.
Like he just didn't figure it out yet, but it was early in his career.
He hadn't gotten in his groove.
It was super early in his career.
Yeah. So Hawk gets the hot tag. He power slams Rocky. D'Lo gets in the ring and he goes for an elbow drop, but Hawk moves and D'Lo elbow drops the Rock. And then in the end, LOD sets up Rock for the Doomsday device, but Farouk comes out and distracts them. And then Rock ends up getting the win by giving Hawk a rock bottom.
Which they didn't. Yeah.
Before that move had a name.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Vince McMahon just went, oh, up and down.
Up and down.
God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this, you know, I don't know if we're rating these matches, but this certainly wouldn't be up there.
No.
Yeah.
This was a...
It'd be like a C-minus or a D.
Yeah.
Wasn't
sure.
Very good, but... Next up, we have Doc Hendricks and Sonny backstage.
Which, Michael Hayes...
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Doc Hendricks was such a weird name.
And why even go there? Everyone right. knew, like, that's like this Ric Flair guy, Tom Phillips.
But that's yeah. Vince you know McMahon. He's been doing it forever.
I know.
Right.
But like if you bring in a new guy. But I mean, if you bring in a new guy from the Indies today, right? And I don't
know. Yeah, but I want to own your name.
I know.
Your soul.
He went back to P.S. Michael Hayes like
for sure.
a couple years later. Yeah. So it was just like, what was the point?
Well, he was Michael Hayes when he was managing the Hardys like 2 years later.
Right, right. Well,
I don't know later. Because when we did the Worst Bracket Part 2 and he's interviewing the Brood, yeah. and that was certainly a couple years later, he was Doc Hendricks. And then,
he was.
And then Gangrel was like, oh, we're confused. What about you, Michael? And then Jim Cornette's like, oh, yeah, Doc Hendricks, he's called by Michael Hayes. Like, trying to save it. But. Yeah. So, yeah, they're telling us to call a phone number to listen to the post-match press conferences.
Yeah. Yeah. 1-900. How horrible does that sound? Hey, Mom, can I call a 1-900 number? No.
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
Second. I wonder how many people did that to, like, listen to Animal be like, we fucking lost, God damn it.
Right. Yeah.
What the shit happened?
You know who was doing it?
Who?
You fucking lost.
Yeah, all of those guys.
And they have to gray out the phone numbers because of the 0.01% of morons that might try to call it.
You try to call it and it's like, you know,
super sex
it's a
line
sex line.
I yeah. mean,
1-900. Fuck me anally.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been hard. Funny to actually call the number live on the podcast.
Right. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Who they wants did, to be charged $30,
well,
though?
Well, they did say it. So all we had to do was listen and write it down.
Oh, well.
They certainly did true. Say it. But yeah, yeah. Sonny gives the numbers and then offers to fuck Michael Hayes in the cell after the pay-per-view.
That tracks.
She's like, call those numbers. And then, hey, Doc, maybe you and I can go on a little date. We'll go in the cell after the pay-per-view and have some fun. And he's like, oh, fuck me. I'd buy that for a dollar. What do you have to say about that, Doc Hendricks? So fucking crazy.
That's amazing.
Sonny was all over this pay-per-view for like no reason other than like she's hot, throw her out there.
Random announcing, random backstage stuff. They're like, we don't know what to do with her yet, so just put her on camera.
All right, next up we have Mosaic.
Yes.
And Tarantula.
Oh boy.
Versus Max Mini and Nova.
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on.
And then like
midget wrestling.
And Vince is like, here's something the WWF audience is gonna really enjoy.
Right.
Vince was taking this seriously.
Well,
he
Vince
and he called them the greatest pound for pound athletes in the world.
Oh my god.
These guys might be the greatest pound for pound athletes in the world.
Pound for pound.
Yeah.
That just means small.
Michael Jordan? What? Who the fuck is that?
But he says,
Michael Jordan, have you heard of Max Mini and Tarantula?
He says, though, like, because of Brian Pillman, we had to make some changes, but we think we have something you'll really enjoy. And then the midgets come out.
That makes up for Brian Pillman.
You gotta love, because you
were crickets.
They go, a combined weight of 165 pounds.
69.
169 pounds.
Yeah.
That can't be right. They can't be Jim 80 Ross, pounds, can
Jim
they?
Jim Ross said, yeah, like, I think Max Mini's gained some weight. I think he's up to 88 pounds.
Probably not 80, yeah. Well, you know, they always exaggerate.
Well, yeah.
But this way,
but now they exaggerate down?
Yeah, you should, right.
Yeah. These guys are basically mini people.
Also, Mike Chioda was the ref. He was getting on his knees to yell at them.
Oh, my God.
He'd be like, what? No. Get it down and be like, one, hey, get back in your corner.
Yeah. No, this whole match was just to make fun of midgets.
Of course.
And in the 1950s.
Right. No, this Vince McMahon was basically like, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Sugarland Ducks, but these guys are slightly smaller than Sugarland Ducks.
Yes, that's right. Around the same size.
Mosaic dropped Max Mini on the announce table and Jerry loved it. He was like, I got my own fucking guy now.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I have a puppet.
How great would it have been if the table broke?
Right.
It's almost funnier that it didn't. Like none of the monitor even fall down. Like
right.
He was like this penny. He was like, okay.
like Jim Ross like had a pencil that he like was like able to balance and it didn't even fucking fall down.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But no, this was 7 minutes. It felt like 37 minutes.
Oh, for sure.
There was a lot of botches.
Yeah.
A lot of botches. And then Max Mini won with a roll up despite the other guy kicking him while he was making the pin. He's like kicking him, and the ref's like, 1, 2, 3, get the fuck out of the ring.
No, I think
we're this, ending this shit.
No, I think it was like Vince gave the signal. Vince is like, and then Mike Yoda's like, all right, a roll up. And it was like three botched moves in a row.
Yeah.
And he rolls them up, and the other guy comes to break the count on like literally on 2.5.
Right.
And Mike's like, no, 3. And the guy went, you know, like when you're a heel, you're like, what? The wrestler that kicked him was like, just puts it like, what the fuck just happened, bro?
Like, well, you mentioned that Vince touched his right nose to let Kyoto know to end the match.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful because if he touches his left nostril, that's bring me the cocaine.
Yeah, right.
Is it snowing here?
Yeah.
Because Kyoto's got an earpiece too. In case he doesn't see Vince touch his nose, he's like, it was a snowy night in St. Louis. And Jim Ross is like, what? What are you talking about, Vince? It's fucking... It's a sunny day, you idiot.
Yeah. I want to see Vince's like soundboard where he gets to kill his own mic and goes to the back. Fucking end this shit.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah. So next up, we have the Godwins versus the Headbangers for the tag titles.
Yeah.
And again, they needed an excuse for Sunny to come out. And she's like, you know how I always get tag teamed. So I might as well introduce some tag teams.
Yeah. Her gimmick was she was a whore.
Here's a couple of guys that
speaking of getting banged, here's the Headbangers.
Here's a couple guys that tag teamed me just 30 minutes ago.
Right.
The Headbangers. And here's a couple guys that would love to tag team me, but they can't. Well, no, they did. The Godwins. Yeah. They did too.
So Sunny had slop thrown on her like in the
earlier
recent weeks or right. something. And King says, that has to be the worst thing I've seen Sonny involved in. Oh, just wait, King. Give her a few years.
Well, what's great is X-Pac was on those, like, in one of those U-shoots.
Right.
He said that, like, you know, this was, the slop thing was right after, like, Sonny broke up with Sean. Mm. And he said, like, you know, like, this the click all took turns, like, pissing in that fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I hope that's wrong.
Well, God. I don't know.
Sean's an evil little
fuck. X-Pac is known for, like, doing some crazy shit.
Yeah.
There's a reason Sean had to find God, because he was not going to heaven.
Yeah. Well, X-Pac was, like, known for being, like, the grossest one, like, shitting in bags and doing all that man. Stuff.
Right. Come on, X-Pac. Yeah. No. That's why I don't like him.
I think one of them was, like, Sonny had a sandwich, and, like, he literally, like, shit in the sandwich or something.
It was a shit sandwich.
Literally, yeah. So, this match wasn't good either. One of the Headbangers went for a Hurricane Rana off the apron, like we see Zelina Vega do now.
Right.
Right.
Except he goes easily. For the Hurricane Rana.
Yeah.
And Phineas doesn't catch him. Mm-mm. So he just falls on his back. And then Phineas does a fucking somersault just over him.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was like fucking great.
Whee!
Yeah.
So like in gym matches. Class.
Vince referenced one of the Headbangers' pierced tongues. And Jerry said, I think that'd be a good look on you, McMahon.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck you, Jerry. And then
I liked the Headbangers when I was watching back then because they were a little different. They were kind of cool.
Sure.
They had just gotten the titles like a month before this, I think at the last pay-per-view.
And they had good music, too.
Who did they even beat?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah.
So
Thrasher
team.
Powerbombed Mosh onto Phineas. But in the end, Mosh jumped off the top rope, but Phineas caught him with a powerbomb for the win.
Kind of shitty powerbomb.
So, new tag team champs.
He, like, fell down.
And new!
Like, he hit him, and then he was just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after the match, we have their manager, Uncle Cletus, attacking Thrasher with a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Oh, he attacked him with a horseshoe! And then Phineas gave Thrasher the slop drop, which is just Sting's Scorpion Death Drop.
Was that Uncle Cletus or Cousin Ray? Because he looked young.
They said Uncle Cletus.
They did say Uncle Cletus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uncle Cletus!
Uncle Cletus.
And then Howard Finkel announced, if the Godwins don't leave the ring right now, they will be stripped of the tag titles.
Yeah, and like, what's the point of that when then they leave?
They should be back when, like, you know, if you were beating someone up after the match, they might... take the win away, you know?
Yeah, it's not
that would happen. But this is like the start of the Attitude Era where they're like, yeah, right, fuck
right,
that.
Right.
Next up, Jim Ross gets in the ring to highlight some local legends.
Some St. Louis legends.
And, you know, we've got Gene Kaniski.
Who are you?
We've got Jack Briscoe. We've got Dory Funk Jr., Harley Race, Terry Funk, Sam Mushnick.
Who are you?
And we got Lou Thesz.
Oh, yeah.
I just know him from the press.
The press?
The Austin's Lou Thesz press.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Next up, we have Owen Hart versus Farouk for the vacant Intercontinental Championship. We got a 14-year-old Michael Cole interviewing Owen Hart backstage.
Yeah, right, right.
Holy shit. He looks worse then. Yeah. He looks better now at 50.
You're saying he got a glow up?
Well, they yeah.
His Tell hair? Me about that Michael Cole glow
his,
up.
His hair, it's like, what do you have like? Like
plugs?
Each strand of hair, there's like an inch that separates the next strand of hair.
Oh, no, that was the style back then. Like you use like the super gel to like spike up your hair. He also had frosted tips.
Frosted tips, yes. And,
let's not dance around that.
And they taped on a little facial hair for him too.
Right. It did. Someone shaved their ass and glued it to his upper lip.
X-Pox.
And it was crazy because at the time, there was an 18-year-old Heidenreich and he watched it and he was like,
yeah. He's like,
I want to become a wrestler soon.
Give me some of that.
And then Dox Hendrix interviewed Farouk, who stumbled all over his words.
Yeah.
It was not good. And then they showed a Stone Cold vignette before the match because he had to relinquish the IC title. And we watched footage of Austin stunning Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler, Sergeant Slaughter, and of course, the first stunner on Vince McMahon.
And still the worst one.
Well, since the last one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That
since the WrestleMania one where he kicks Vince, he falls down, gets back up, bounces off the ropes. That's the fucking greatest thing ever. Yeah.
For sure.
So Stone Cold came out before the match with the Intercontinental Championship belt and he rang the bell to start the match. This entire match was just listening and watching what Stone Cold's doing.
That's it.
Because he just kept taking over headsets the entire match.
Yeah.
He took Vince's headset. He's like, hey, all right, start the match, you jackasses. And then he took Jerry's. And then he took one of the Spanish commentators.
He looks at them and they said, he said, you can say that again.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny. And he's like, hey, was he just calling me crazy? Is that what he's doing? All right, take it back, you piece of trash. And then
it was Tito Santana that was called crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So Farouk hit Owen Hart with the power slam and a big spine buster. And then Jim Neidhart just kind of walked out. Like he wandered. Right. He wandered out.
He wandered to the ring. Like, ooh,
and the ref's like, "Hey, get the fuck out of here, man!"
Right.
And then Stone Cold hits Farouk with the belt while the ref was distracted, and Owen covers Farouk to become the IC champ once again. Mm. And obviously, Stone Cold did that because he just wanted to beat Owen Hart for it again.
Wants a piece of that ass.
When? Yeah. How long was he out for? Because it couldn't have been that long.
No, this was the.
October. He won the WWF championship in March.
Yeah.
And so he became the IC champ again, then gave it to The Rock. And
next
then,
pay-per-view would be like a 28 straight pay-per-view run for Stone Cold or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. So he doesn't miss. He must fight. He probably fights him on Raw or something.
Yeah.
Like, why did he even miss this pay-per-view if he was, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But it's not long.
Right. So. Yeah, next up we have Los Borricas.
Who are you?
I know one of them was Savio Vega.
Yeah. The other three were like, what
this
the fuck?
This looked like some bikers versus some guys from prison.
No, this was like a gang
That's
warfare.
What it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Borricas versus the Disciples of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
This was a snooze fest.
Uh-huh.
Horrible.
Where was Jackal? Wasn't he their manager?
No, Paul Ellering, I thought, was their manager.
Paul Ellering.
Yeah.
But didn't the Jackal... Who was the Jackal?
He managed just the two ball guys when they were just attacked.
Oh, okay. And that was Don Callis.
Yeah.
Don Callis was the Jackal.
Oh, really?
He
was the Jackal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, Crush beat one of the no-name guys with a Tilt-A-World backbreaker.
Yeah.
It was very
boring. Backbreaker?
Wow.
Poor Crush. That guy.
What a maneuver.
Yeah.
What a maneuver. Then we have the Patriot and Vader versus Bret Hart and the British Bulldog.
This
you can hit bottom right.
for
the Patriot. I was like, oh wait, this is when Hogan was.
He wasn't around very long.
This pay per view should have been called Tag Blood.
No, like, really, there were two singles.
All tag matches.
There were two singles matches.
Yeah.
It should have been called AEW.
Yeah.
Because that's their
pay per view. Yeah, yeah.
But no, this is a flag match where you can win. You can grab the flag. Or you can just win by pinfall or submission.
So you know what had to have happened, right? Because they announced the pinning stuff on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
They, in rehearsals, probably couldn't get up that pole. It was so fucking high.
Right.
Who's getting up that pole?
They just make it shorter.
Right. I don't know. It was like they added less.
So why do you have a flag match?
Right. Where you can pin.
What?
Hey, remember when you play capture the flag and you don't have to get the flag to win?
You just have to beat up your opponents.
And also the flags aren't even on each other's turnbuckles.
Right.
Like it should be like Bret Hart and Bulldog have the American flag because they're protecting that corner.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't that. Nope. This was so fucking weird. Michael Cole interviewed Bret Hart and Bulldog backstage and Bret Hart wasn't very good. This is when he was just doing his America Sucks gimmick. And it was like before it even got interesting. But Bulldog was even worse. Take a listen.
That's right. The only flag that's going to be waving tonight is the Canadian flag. Because the British Bulldog and the Hitman are going to be victorious tonight here in St. Louis. Right here.
Where?
Here?
Where?
From this moment on, this will be the moment.
This is the moment.
Right here.
In St. Louis.
Here.
Here.
And then, I don't know about you guys, but when The Patriot came out,
yeah,
for some reason, I just wanted to chant, like, you suck. You suck. You suck.
That was amazing.
You suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Kurt Angle really that good? I mean, he stole Patriot's entrance music.
Yeah, he sure did.
I mean,
that's hilarious.
They were never going to use it again.
No. So when Vader came out, Vince yelled, "Here comes the Mastodon." And he called in the Mastodon a few times. And according to Jim Cornette, Vince wanted to change Vader's name to the Mastodon.
Sure.
When he came over. And Cornette was like, everyone knows it's fucking Vader. He was the WCW champion.
Right.
So I guess Cornette convinced him. But yeah, that would have been great. Here comes the Mastodon.
Yeah.
Both teams brawled before the match. Brett low-blowed the Patriot while the ref was distracted. The entire match, Jerry Lawler just kept yelling like, "Go climb the pole! Climb that pole!"
Sonny was under the table, so. Yeah.
Suck that pie! Climb the pole! Yeah. Climb the pole! This was way too long. This was a 23-minute match.
Yeah.
23-minute flag match that involved no flags.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't go, look, something happened. Like, just make it shorter. A 2.5-hour pay-per-view is plenty of time.
It is.
Like, people are going to get mad.
Brett, if he can tell the story right, then that's all the time you need.
Right.
Brett put the Patriot in the figure four with the ring post, which I always liked.
Love it.
Brett put Patriot in the sharpshooter, but then Patriot briefly countered with a shitty sharpshooter.
Yeah.
A shit shooter.
And then Vader went for a moonsault off the top rope. Bulldog rolled away, and Vader almost stuck the landing on his feet.
Unbelievable for an old Vader to do that.
Yeah.
An old 300-pound guy.
Brett hit Vader with the ring bell while the ref wasn't looking. And then a fan rushed the ring.
Sure.
And he was held down by the ref. And he was also kicked a few times by Bulldog.
Way to go.
And then Vader hit Brett with the Vader bomb, but he wasn't the legal man. And then like a minute later, Brett beats the Patriots with a roll-up.
Mm. Yeah. Great flag match.
Like, why?
What a flag match.
I don't understand.
And you have
way to make your WWF champion look good.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like they were definitely losing faith in him.
Yeah.
As he's the champion and he's in a tag match for nothing.
Right.
In a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So next up they tell us to order Survivor Series and they say that you get a free WWF dog tag when you send us your proof of purchase.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know, it took 5 months for me to get mine.
That would have been amazing. If you just did
what were you, like 12?
No. It was 97. I was like
25.
Yeah.
I was like 22. So, yeah, you could have been.
Next up, we have the main event. The only reason why we're here.
15. Thank you, sir.
We've got me,
I'll break at Shawn Michaels in my in only my second singles match against The Undertaker. Mm.
Hell in a Cell, a.k.a. the Passion of Shawn Michaels.
Seriously.
My God.
When I saw Passion of the Christ, I said, oh, they fucking ripped off Shawn Michaels. Ripped off Hell in a Cell.
Shawn Taker.
What the shit?
God.
Bullshit.
I wonder how much...
I'm Jesus Shawn.
I wonder how much blood they pumped into Shawn after this match. Right.
I didn't know Mel Gibson was a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So Doc Hendricks interviewed HBK backstage with China, Triple H, and Rick Rude beside him.
Yep. Yeah.
This is when like DX just became a thing.
They weren't even DX yet. Right. I'll explain that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Shawn cut a basic promo. It was nothing special or anything like that. It was just like, all right. And then Triple H started cutting a promo, but they cut away. Shawn's like, anyone else? Anyone else? And then Triple H, like, Cole's right, or Doc Hendricks right there, and Triple H is like, and then they cut away, like, right as he's about to start talking.
He was so, like, the redheaded stepchild back then.
Yeah.
And so, and that's when he vowed, one day I'm going to run this fucking company.
I'm going to fuck your daughter, Vince.
The vignette showing the feud was great. Undertaker sitting up after they put him in a body bag was my favorite part.
Right, yeah.
So good.
I love that.
And of course, Shawn was trying to get out of the cell as soon as Undertaker entered. The first 10 minutes was basically Undertaker dominating, throwing Shawn into the cell a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
Shawn did a suicide dive to Taker into the cell. Shawn also climbed part of the cage to elbow drop Taker on the floor. And then Shawn hit Taker with the steel steps a few times, and Jerry Lawler said, those steps weigh at least 150 pounds!
Yeah. He has it over his head.
Those steps weigh at least 5 pounds!
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they say they weigh more.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they? Really?
I think the last time they said the weight, it was like 300.
No.
No way!
Easily. Every wrestler picks it over their head.
Those hollow steel steps weigh 150 pounds.
For sure.
I would guess, honestly, 50 pounds, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it doesn't take much force to send them flying when a wrestler bumps into them.
Yeah, 50 pounds, though, for a big structure.
Right.
Yeah. Shawn also gave Taker a pile driver on the steps. That was very good.
I like those.
And then
Shawn was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It hits such with a thud. You're like, ugh.
Right. Shawn pushed the cameraman away, and they bleeped out whatever curse words he said, which is interesting because they don't bleep something later, but... Shawn hits Taker with a chair a couple times, but Taker kicks out. And then Shawn trapped Taker in the ropes and was punching him a bunch until referee Earl Hebner pulled him off.
But why?
And it's like, yeah, it's no disqualification, right?
Right.
So that was interesting. Taker threw Shawn out of the ring, and Shawn landed on a cameraman. And then he got up, he knocked the cameraman out and stomped on him while... JR yelled one of his most famous catchphrases, this man has a family!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
Shit, he's getting his payday.
By the way, MVP. The cameraman.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, what? Like, what?
You son of a bitch.
For a second, you guys were like, maybe.
I
looked that up everywhere. I couldn't find it. I was like, because it has to be a wrestler.
Well, because in their...
He's a big dude, too.
In their Mania match, the cameraman was like Jimmy Snuka's son.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And remember, he failed to catch Taker, so he got fired that night.
Correct.
Shawn hit Taker with the elbow drop off the top rope, and then Sergeant Slaughter came out and had the ref unlock the door so they could get the cameraman out. And then Shawn tuned up the band, and he hit a beautiful sweet chin music.
Boom.
But Undertaker immediately sat up.
Yeah.
One of the few guys that could get away with it back then.
Right.
So Shawn said, fuck this, and he leaves the cage, but Taker followed him. And this is where everything becomes awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
Shawn goes for a drop kick, but Taker caught his legs and slingshot him into the cage, busting him open. Then he picked up Shawn and drove him face first into the cage a couple times. And then Shawn kicked Taker in the balls and then climbed to the top of the cell, followed by Taker. And the fucking place was going crazy because... It's the first ever Hell in a Cell match.
Never seen
Never seen anyone do anything like this before.
They're 30, 40 feet in the air.
Yeah.
No,
40 feet in the air.
Probably like 20?
No, back the cell wasn't that high back then. I would say like 15.
15.
Then when Shane did it, it was like, fuck, it was so much taller.
Like 30 feet.
That's why it was like, when you look back at Mankind going off, it was like, I mean, that was amazing.
Yeah.
But then Shane's was even like fucking higher. It was insane. He was so high. So yeah, they get to the top. Sean went for a pile driver, but Taker back body dropped him. And then there was a cameraman still in the ring and filming directly above to have like this really cool shot where Taker's like grinding Sean's face on the cage.
Right.
And Sean's blood hit the camera. Ugh,
so perfect.
And you could hear the cameraman yell, "Oh shit." And they didn't bleep it. They're like, "Oh shit." And then they show the hard cam and you can see the cameraman in the ring cleaning the lens.
Yeah.
He's like
making it worse because it's blood.
Right. He's like, yeah. And like if it hit the if the blood
like sunny.
If the blood hit the camera, it probably hit him too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it might have got him in the eye. Maybe that's why he said, "Oh shit."
And back then, that's the last guy's blood that you'd want on you.
Correct.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
So then Sean was trying to... Penicillin shot. So then Sean was trying to get down, but Taker stomped on his hand, and Sean fell off the side and went through the Spanish announce table, of course. Yes. It's always the Spanish announce table.
The Spanish guy.
That was, at the time, that was like the best spot ever. Before Mankind went off it, before Shane went off
before,
the fucking thing.
Before Mankind was like, "Hold my beer.
Hold two beers. I'm going to go off it and through it.
Hold my beer. All of the beers."
So Taker threw Sean back in the ring and he chokeslammed Sean off the top rope.
Cool spot.
He hit Sean with a chair to the head, which is one of my favorite chair shots ever. Because Sean...
It's like...
So stiff.
Bam, and Sean just goes down like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Taker signals for the tombstone, but the lights go out, and we hear the music. That's
it's hard to vocalize.
That's not gonna be the music.
It's hard to vote. Eric, you want to do your shot?
No.
We'll all do one.
All right, go ahead.
No, you won't do it.
I will.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I can't even.
Hey, do the Jericho countdown. Remember that?
Yeah. My voice is so bad.
Eric, you also have to sound stupid now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like.
There you go.
Okay. So, yeah, that's got to be Kane.
That's got to be Kane.
Comes out with Paul Bearer. He rips off the cage door. He assaults
Fantastic.
Earl Hebner.
Like, what a debut.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you rip the door off of this, like, incredible structure that was made to contain two men.
Yeah.
And just rip it off like nothing.
And why is there even a door?
Correct. That's true.
So, Kane gets face to face with his brother, raises his arms, drops them down, and we see the fire on the turnbuckles for
Hellfire
the first time.
Hellfire and brimstone.
And then Kane sets up Taker for the tombstone, but he turns a few times because he's looking for the hard cam.
Correct.
And he's talked about this in interviews, how like he feels like he fucked that up because he was originally facing the hard cam.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, "Wait, is that?" Nope. And he keeps turning. He's like, "I couldn't see shit with the fucking mask."
Right.
And then eventually he finds the hard cam and he delivers the tombstone.
I mean, it kind of looked cooler though, because you know he's just like kind of walking around with him.
Yeah,
you know,
like he's showing everyone like I've got this motherfucker.
Yeah,
yep.
So he tombstones Undertaker, he leaves, and then Sean puts his arm over Taker, and Earl slowly makes the 1, 2, 3.
Earl was tired. I was tired.
Yeah,
took a lot out of
because Kane like shoved him when he got in there.
Yeah,
but yeah, so quite a debut for Kane. Sean then goes on to screw Bret Hart next month.
But that was on the adult channel.
At Survivor Series.
The next day was the big Hearts versus DX, like, you know, ring promo where the Hearts are on the stage.
Yeah.
And DX is in the ring. This is where Bret Hart first says degenerate.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sean first says, "You know what? I got two words for Bret Hart." The crowd says nothing. He goes, "Suck it. Next." It's like it was just like the first time you're hearing.
Was that also when he said the sunny days?
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't
because it had to have been that month, like within that month or so.
Yeah,
I don't think it was.
We all know you've had some sunny days.
Yeah,
but you still couldn't make her come.
Basically, is what he said.
Right.
Said you couldn't get the job done. Yeah. I made her squirt. Did you make her squirt, Brett the Hitman Hart?
I invented squirt. Yeah.
I invented squirt.
So yeah, that was literally that And again, he, you know, the Triple H stands for homo. You're a couple of homos. He said, yeah. Bret Hart said that during that.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, Triple H is going to be like, I'm no queer. It's like, oh my God. The things that they said back then, just horrible.
Things you could get away with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's give some awards.
All right.
Who was your worst dressed?
I had the Godwins.
Godwins.
I had Mosaic.
Okay.
I think, you know, he didn't look as cool as the other midgets.
Pick on those guys.
Best dressed?
I had Owen. I really liked that shirt.
Owen 316?
No. Yeah. And the back says, I just broke your neck.
It's pretty cool. I'll give you that.
Sure.
I had Sean's face.
Okay.
This is the first time we're seeing Kane.
I know, but...
He looks so awesome. Of course it's Kane.
All right.
Change your answer. It's Kane. It's got to be Kane.
Yeah.
Worst acting?
It's got to be Kane.
Yeah.
I had 14-year-old Michael Cole.
Yeah, I had like Vince talking about Pillman. Like, you idiot. Like, he looked like he was not sad. He was like, and I hope this doesn't come back on me.
Yeah. I had Bulldog.
Okay.
His promo was bad. Best acting?
Austin.
I had Vince. I loved his commentary, and this was the last one he did.
I know.
So you're a stupid son of a bitch?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that what you are?
Yeah.
What?
Worst comments?
Them mentioning Pillman passing after, like, let's get ready to kick some ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad blood. And speaking of blood, Brian Pillman.
Oh, Jesus.
I had the Bulldog. His right here. Here now.
Right.
This is worst comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had Vince said Undertaker was pile driven by his own hold. Okay.
Best acting ever.
By his own hold.
All right, for best acting, Eric took the guy that just got canceled.
Yeah.
Best comment, mine was Austin on commentary. Like, anything he said when he was on commentary.
Well, there was
maybe
a couple,
like, after the Spanish line, he was like, yeah, what he said.
There's a few one-liners. You know, the Rock was about to punch the ref, and Jerry's like, don't do that. And then there was where the ref didn't count fast enough, and then Jerry goes, now punch the ref, Rock. He deserves it. But, I mean, it's one of the most famous Vince lines of all time. That's got to be Kane. Like, uh-huh. That's my best line.
So in the opening video package, they were talking about, you know, the whole Shawn and Taker feud.
Mm-hmm.
And they said a line that was the most accurate way I've ever heard Shawn describe. They said the cocksure tormentor. And then they followed up with becomes the tormented.
Yeah.
So cocksure tormentor.
Cocksure.
Cocksure. Okay. Shawn?
Cocksure.
Cocksure.
Yeah. Worst match?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be the midgets.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Midget wrestling.
Little people tag.
Yeah.
Little people big ring.
Yeah.
Just another
game. Super slow-mo.
DOA versus prison guys.
Yeah.
That's what I had until the flag match was 23 minutes.
Well, yeah, that was slow too.
Flag match. Right. Best match?
Yeah.
That's hell.
Obvious.
The only match.
The only match.
Right.
Worst move?
I guess the finisher to that powerbomb that ended the Godwins match.
I mean, I had like 17 midget moves on here, and I couldn't figure out which ones. So
right,
I just put
right.
all of them.
I went with the headbangers Hurricane Rana attempt because it looked so bad.
Yeah. Right.
I think even if Phidias caught him, it would have been bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Best move?
I had ripping the door off the cell.
HBK right. off the cage.
HBK off the cage, yeah. Worst moment?
Or you could go, you know, pile driver in the steps. Either
that
one.
Was good, too, yeah. I had Vince discussing Pillman.
It's got to be the Brian Pillman announcement.
Yeah. Vince basically saying, it's probably drugs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's drugs. And I would know. I just gave it to him.
It's probably drugs, so we'll just say drugs. So that's wrapped up. That's
confirmed. Confirmed. It's not a rumor. Confirmed.
Are we all in agreement?
Drugs.
Yeah.
And by the way, Brian Pillman,
I love you.
But I'm sorry, but
you're fired.
You killed yourself with drugs. You're fired.
Wow. Yeah.
And then best moment. That's easy.
That's got to be Kane.
Yeah. Of course. All right. Mm. You guys ready to do the death toll?
Oh,
don't look,
no.
Eric.
All right.
All right. So, yes. I tried to write them down in the order that I saw people.
Uh-huh.
So whatever. In no particular order.
Uh-huh.
Rick Rude.
Hold on. Okay, yes.
China.
Okay.
Hawk and Animal.
Yeah.
Gene Kiniski.
Did you look it up?
I looked up just those old guys.
Okay.
Because I was shocked
to know. A lot of those were probably gimmies.
Because I was shocked to know it in Wonder Woman form. Dory Funk Jr. is alive. Like Ares, he's alive.
Yeah.
So Gene, Jack, and Harley Race. I knew Harley Race.
Yeah.
I mean, Luthez was old as fuck.
Yes.
That Sam guy, Sam Muchnick, dies 30 days later.
Right.
Or something like that. Crush, Vader.
Hold on. I'm marking him off. Yeah, Crush, Vader.
Bulldog.
Anvil.
Owen. All right. And I looked up two more. The Patriot died.
Yeah.
And Tarantula died.
Hold on. Okay, so we're going to talk about Tarantula last. Hold on. Did you see Hal?
No.
Okay, hold on a minute. So
did I miss any?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Paul Bearer.
Fuck. Howard Finkel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. I always forget the Finkel.
And referee Tim White. He died this year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I saw him at Mania on the floor.
I know Earl Hebner.
Like laying
alive
there.
Still.
Earl Hebner alive. Huh?
Like laying on the floor.
Shut up.
Earl Hebner alive. Dave Hebner, not so much.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to take any guesses?
I've never heard that that sound from you.
Oh, that's a man's life.
He died being thrown out of a wrestling ring. No.
He was murdered by prostitutes in Mexico. It's on Wikipedia. I'm sorry.
It can't be right.
I fucking can't.
No.
Him and his brother.
Bullshit.
Him and his brother got a couple of prostitutes were like, hey, you want to have a good time? And they were like, yeah. And they did like the prostitutes drugged them and robbed them.
God.
And then because they were little, like the drug was for a grown man. He fucking, he died because of the drug they spiked him with.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's fucking on the Wikipedia page.
He was killed by prostitutes.
Prostitutes. So fucked up.
I was going to say, use our new soundboard and we could have him do a conversation, but I don't know if that's appropriate at this point.
That fucking bitch! She fucking drugged me! What the hell?
Hey, so me and my friends, we want to have a good time.
Hey,
and,
pussy! We're going to get some pussy tonight!
Woo! I am hung like a tiny horse.
I'm hung like a horse. You know, a really tiny toy horse.
Oh my God.
Okay. Along with his twin brother were found murdered on June 29th, 2009. It was reported that the two brothers checked into the hotel after a Sunday night show. Allegedly, two female prostitutes approached the wrestlers and were invited back to their hotel room. There, the two women spiked the men's drinks with what was believed to be eye drops mixed with alcohol. When the two brothers passed out, the two women allegedly part of a group named Love. I have no idea what the hell that is. So it was a rival wrestling stable?
Oh, my God.
What?
La Filtracion.
Yeah.
They robbed them of their wallets and cell phones. The twins died from the drugs added to their drinks. Usually this procedure does not kill the victims of
what?
Oh, of the law. Oh, so La Filtracion was like literally like they were these known prostitutes for doing that. So they were like actual gangsters. But the size of the victims played a part in their death.
Well, yeah.
Mexican police arrested one of the two women suspected in the death. Police traced the whereabouts of the women by tracking the cell phone.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
And then they arrested the second suspect as well. They admitted being there and they were found guilty. Both women were found guilty and sentenced to 47 years in prison. So
wow.
There you go.
So did you give them the thing to make them poop all night?
Yeah.
Did you do half like I told you to do?
Half?
What do you mean half?
You idiot! You stupid bitch!
You could kill them.
The story of the twins' murder was the subject of an episode of Tabloid with Jerry Springer that shows a dramatized version of the events.
Wow.
Could you imagine? Including an interview with the mother And brother, oh wow,
of Tarantula or the prostitute? You have the mother of the mother prostitutes.
of the wrestlers. The episode revealed that Alberto was starting to become involved with politics, but did not reveal any action. Yeah, all right. So
wow,
that's craziest thing.
Poor thing.
Jesus,
Tarantula murdered by prostitutes.
Tarantulas.
That's insane. All right, let's do some fan questions.
Yeah,
let me pull it up here, right here. In Houston, Texas, right here.
Right.
Bulldog.
Here.
Carlos Ramirez.
Bulldog.
If it weren't for Kane, I wouldn't be listening to this podcast and made a lot of friendships. I think Kane is an unsung hero of the Attitude Era and got me into wrestling. Thanks for reviewing this show.
Yeah.
That's totally interesting. Mm. You don't hear that a lot. Like, Kane is the reason why.
Right.
Well, come on.
I mean, Kane was my favorite wrestler for, like, a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always one of my favorite guy. Like when his first return, like that first huge babyface return,
right,
was so awesome. Pop Culture Junkie, 5 years ago on my YouTube channel, I released a review of Bad Blood. I found it very interesting how during the show, at one point, Vince shares the viewers that the death of Brian Pillman. He says, "There's no foul play suspected, but a drug overdose is. Now, whether that is prescription or recreational is yet to be determined." He follows that comment with, "This kind of thing can happen and does happen in all sports and entertainment.
I make sure it does."
Why even bring this up? Yeah, he says basically the same things we did.
Yeah.
Why even bring this up at this point? Omar, it's a fucking nightmare trying to find anything on this fucking cock network.
Yeah.
That is true. Chris Dibbern, be honest, did you always know the proper spelling of Kane? I believe it was spelling it C-A-I-N until I finally saw his name on the Raw on TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Titan.
Oh, back then.
But yeah.
Oh, sure.
Because Kane and Abel.
Kane and Abel. Yeah. Of course. They had to make a difference. They can sell.
Right, right.
And again, originally, Undertaker's name was going to be Kane the Undertaker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
That's how they announced him in a house show before he debuted.
Right, huh. Right. Remember that.
And also, Kane. Like, Kane had a cape at one... Like, there was, like, a picture of him wearing a cape.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Rampager, Kane versus Undertaker, 2010 worst Hell in a Cell match ever. I don't think I saw that match.
Which one?
Eric.
Kane versus Taker, 2010?
2010 Hell in a Cell.
I don't remember that one.
Hell in a Cell. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one either, but that's all for fan
was
questions.
Was that, like, a WrestleMania match? Because I know they've had, like, 3 Mania matches.
I don't know. Anyways, that's the show. Thank you for tuning in as always. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Don't get murdered by prostitutes.
No, definitely not. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with like Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling?